One, and we're live.
What's up, K-casters?
What's up, K-casters?
I feel like it's been a minute since we did a podcast.
It has, mainly because school's a bitch.
Yeah, well, dude, I was so pissed. We recorded a podcast last week, or the week before. I don't remember, but...
I think it was probably the week before.
We didn't re-record it, but we were talking about, being bitches.
Oh yeah, we never fixed that, did we?
No, we never re-recorded it, because when we recorded it the first time, I had my headphones in like I normally do, and it recorded my voice, but not Jill's.
Yep.
So it sounded like I was talking to myself. Which is not far from the truth, but you know.
I mean, you know. Same. It's totally normal. And I mean,
yeah.
We probably would have recorded on the weekend if I didn't get sick. So
you got sick. I was exhausted from work.
And we just, like, there just wasn't the time.
And then I was like, oh, gotcha, I'm gonna come back. So when I remember we planned on talking about the comeback.
Oh, yeah, real quick, before we talk about GOT7, I'm just going to give a quick overview of all the other comebacks that have happened. So, I was supposed to do a solo cast about this, but I never did, because I never had time. So, Oh My Girl, I loved it. It was a great song. The album is amazing. I loved everything about it. Pentagon, I enjoyed the song, but it wasn't the same without Yanan and Edan, so I wasn't okay with it. The OGG... debut of Lil Touch was really enjoyable. I thought it was great. Yuna looked great. So did Taeyang. They all looked wonderful. Who else am I forgetting? NCT Dream. NCT Dream happened. We Go Up is a bop. Stream it. Loved it. Living for it.
Shiny was the other one.
Shiny. Ah, yes. Shiny, of course. Yet again, Serving Me Feels. I loved it. I loved everything about it. The MV was so beautiful. They all looked so good. So, like, you know, it was actually really something really special for me to see. The songs are amazing. You guys should go listen to it. It's really great.
I haven't gotten around them yet.
I think that's it. Yeah, that has.
Yeah. Jesus. What happened in September?
Yeah, and we're still not done with it yet.
Nope. And then, I just remembered, quick little heads up for BTS fans. They will be performing on Good Morning America on September 26th.
Oh, dang.
And, yeah, I know. And they were doing something else, too. And I think they're going to be back on Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm.
Yeah, they're it's not like the last time they were here where they just went on a couple talk shows. They're out here like actually doing shit.
Yeah. Way to go, BTS. Oh, also, Icon announced another comeback. So there's that for all of you Iconics who clearly have not been fed enough this year. Here we go again. This is like their third comeback this year. Jeez.
Wow.
They can't even out here. They were out here, especially with their like Icon TV thing that they were running on V Live. I was like, damn.
And then we've been getting teasers for JYP's new boy group. I can't remember the name of it. I think they're called Real Boys or something.
Real Boys or something. I'm
something like that.
I the last time I checked up, they introduced another member of Jellyfish's new group, Veri Veri. Oh wait, I forgot a comeback. PLT, they had their comeback. Oh my god, it's a bop. Stop sleeping on them, assholes. Let's go. Like, literally, PLT, stan them. Also, the boys had their comeback. I can't believe I forgot about that. It was a bop.
Yeah, I remember seeing that show.
My child, Kevin, my oo-woos. I can't. Oh my god, it was great. Okay. Shut up. He's my child.
Well, I just got excited I can look at a member of Very Very, so.
Really?
Yeah, the oldest member was born in 95.
Nice. So, let's hear. What?
No, the bartender, he knows I'm sitting out here. He came out, like, to make me another drink, so I'm still drinking my first one. He's like, I was trying to give you some courtesy side service here, but you haven't had that for a week now. Anyway, back on topic. GOT7 came back on Monday with their latest album. It's literally called GOT7 Presents You.
Love that.
I love the name of it. I love it because as I was sitting there listening, I listened to a majority of the album.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got to the solo songs, like, it's very personal to them. You could tell this. They all wrote their own songs for this.
Mm-hmm.
It is completely written in their own styles. And we'll get more to that in a minute.
That makes me really excited. I just watched the MV a couple minutes ago. I was so behind.
Like, when I watched, our friend James put it in our chat together, between the three of us, and he goes, wait for Bree to die and scream. I'm like, Bree's dead, this is Satan. Yeah, she doesn't have a soul anymore. And James was like, Satan, yeah, hi, we need Bree back. Okay, bye, Satan.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember, I don't know why that's why I chugged out, because I didn't scream externally because it was 5 in the morning when I watched it. Like, I stayed up for it.
Jeez, I was dead. I've been needing them nights. Makes sense. So before we get into actual music, actually, let's talk about their appearances. We're gonna start on appearances.
You give the demon child and you sit the fuck down.
I need Young Jay to do whatever he did with his hair and never do it again.
Yeah.
And he begged them to do what he did with his hair for the second time. And never do it again.
I was like, he's hung his hair color before. He revisited his hair color, and we appreciate it, but we also can't expand him.
Mark also needs to never do what he's doing again.
Dude, like, it's Mark's hair. I don't know what it is. In the MV, it looks like a purplish.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you look at it, like when they're doing Let Me Live or whatever, it's like a silver grayish.
Yeah.
That's,
I'm so confused because, like, I'm like, does he switch colors? I know, right? Like, before I watched the MV, I always saw pictures, like, I was seeing pictures of it, like, changing, like, in certain angles, it looks like a very dark purple, and then, like, in other angles, it's like a bright silverish gray, and I'm like, what? Yeah, it's like a very like bright hazel. It's so cute.
Yeah, it looks very nice on him. It's just really confusing when he looks down.
Because he looks like dung. Okay, so let me tell you a funny little story that happened to me. So last night I was talking with Bree. Like, we usually make it our goal to talk at least once a day, if we can. And last night I was talking with Bree and I fell asleep because, you know, that's school life. And I wake up the next morning to a bunch of drunk texts from her. And I start going through them like any normal person would. And she sends me this screenshot from her Facebook of an article that's... Was it Soompi? I think it was like Soompi. It was like Soompi and it was... Yeah, and, like, she goes, am I crazy or something, or does Jackson look like Donghae when he looks down? And I zoom in, and if you actually, like, zoom in, he legit looks like Dong Hae. I was so confused. I was like, what are you showing me?
So, imagine me that, like, Jackson's one of my major bias records from GOT7, but Dong Hae is, like, my bias from Super Junior.
That must have hurt.
I hate her so much.
You know what I love about the photo that I picked? Jin Young is on the ground and, like, he is thick. But, like, we've been new. Yeah.
Then JB with the blue hair.
Yes. Oh my. Oh, I love it. I love it. I just love it.
What I love is when he has the blue hair, and then when you watch Lullaby, when they're all wearing the pastel colors, his hair and his jacket match.
Yes. I love it. I love like, when they match. I love it. I mean, this is I love the saying, does the curtains match the drapes? Even though I know it's referring to like hair and pubes, but like I love knowing that someone's consistent with color, you know?
Yeah, even like I'm trying to like if you look, they weren't like match up like 2, 2, 2, and 1, but they were all wearing very, very bright pastel.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think gave it even more of a lighter feel than the song already.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they switched to the, you know, the dark side of it, when they're having, when they're all wearing, you know, black and white, and there's a lot of fuckery going on there.
Mm-hmm.
My thing was, what was each of their dreams? Because when you look at it, it's just really entertaining. JB is chasing a book. I'm like, is that? I felt like both were like a nod to Harry Potter. But then you have Yeonjae playing with all the toys, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Ben's ending up on an island, and then you give him a fucking subway. What is the significance of these? Morse running, Jackson. Well, Jackson makes sense, but. But the difference was it was like him performing solo and not with the other guys, which we know he wanted a solo career.
Right.
But so that was mainly like my main thing with Lullaby. But PD said something because I watched PD's reaction to it and I agree with it. It's very similar to Look, but it's way better than Look.
I agree. Although with the title like Lullaby, I was 100% hoping for a ballad. I was like really looking forward to a ballad, and then you were like, did you watch it yet? When you texted me, you're like, did you watch it? I was like, no, because I was finishing my homework, and then I finished, and I was like, I guess I'll watch it now. So I watched it, and I was like, bro, I can't wait for a GOT7 ballad. I'm so ready. Let's go. And then it starts, and I'm like, this isn't a ballad. I was like, oh shit, Mark, sit down. Mark looked way too good in this MV. Like, it's illegal.
Oh my god. Mark, like, all the boys are amazing. They very much outdid themselves.
Oh, of course.
Like, with how quick and upbeat the song is, the choreography is fairly simple.
Yeah, that's. Looking at looking at the small bits of choreography that were in the MV, I already said, I was like, is this really a GOT7 choreo?
It doesn't feel like it until Yugi undoes his little solo part, and you're like, okay, there it is.
Sure, yeah. You're like, there's the GOT7 feel. See, one of the things that one of the main reasons why I love GOT7, why I love being an Agase, is that GOT7 always strive to better themselves every single comeback.
Right, no two songs sound the same.
Uh-huh, and, like, I understand it's hard to write a song, it is. And the fact that GOT7 does it so well, you know?
Right.
And, like, there are a lot of other groups that do better themselves like GOT7 does, but they don't do it like GOT7 does. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, GOT7...
The past two or three comebacks have been strictly GOT7's music. It hasn't been under... Like, no one from JYP wrote it. They did it.
Right.
Or at least JB did.
Which I can really appreciate. I love hearing, you know, things being written by the people that you love, you know?
Exactly. And he does it, like, him and Yeonjae, when it comes to composing their own music, they do it so well.
I know. I'm so proud of them.
I know. So let's move on to the solos of this album. Now, I haven't listened to all of, like, I've seen all the minute and a half long MVs.
Same.
As they came out.
Well, I mean, at the moment, just from the MVs, Bem Bems is my favorite right now.
Right. Going by the MVs, Yeonjae's is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Going by the song, like, I'm just sitting down and listening to the songs, my favorite song is Jin-young's.
I'm so excited to listen to this album.
Unnecessary.
I am so excited to listen to this album. Like, I always get really excited for albums. But I don't think I've ever been this excited to listen to a GOT7 album. Because, you know, I try to listen to albums as soon as they come out. Sometimes I don't ever get to them if I didn't like the title track. So, this after just watching it a couple minutes ago, I am in love with Lullaby. It's so good. And I'm so excited to listen to this album. I really need to get on it, you know? They're really trying to make me cry.
Oh my god. Which, like a Jin-young song, like, I didn't even need lyrics to understand what the song was about. Because of his English lyrics.
Fuck.
Yeah. And that's another thing I definitely found intriguing about some of these solo MVs. Jackson is done entirely, pretty much entirely in English.
Mm-hmm. English.
I said English, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
Oh, I meant to say English. Because the only one, I thought I was going to really enjoy the English one, but it feels... it's weird. It doesn't fit as well.
Mm.
Even the Spanish one, I had trouble getting through it a little bit because hearing them trying to say words in Spanish, it's like watching Astro trying to say La Bamba all over again.
Oh my god! You know, that you saying that you had a rough time getting through it makes me low-key kind of scared because I had to sit through K and K dramatically reading Despacito. So, you know, it makes me a little scared for GOT7, but, you know, it's my baby, yeah. So I'll pull through.
Which
makes sense now.
Yeah, you know, I know it makes sense.
They were like 18.
They had you somewhere between 17 and 19. So that just tells you, okay, so they were training for at least another 2 to 3 years prior. They didn't have much of a year. They were, you know, going to lessons and then going to practices, and they didn't have a chance to have that youth. Now that they're older, they've been in GOT7 for a while, that he's like, I have to grow up now. And you see it in the way he carries himself.
Jin Young has always been, like, even though he dubs himself to be the mom of the group, he carries himself well, and there's a reason why he's dubbed the mom of the group, because I feel like JB is the leader, and as he does have he has that leader sense about him, but the way Jin Young carries himself, he carries himself like he knows he has a reputation, he knows he has things he's supposed to do and things he's not supposed to do. He knows that there's a time and place for things, and he knows what to do and when to do it.
Right. But then even then, like, when, you know, we do have the guys being goofy, he's still the more stoic one. Like, how many times do we see pictures of JB goofing around on a stone making the derp faces?
All the fucking time, bro.
And I feel like whenever we see Jin Young by himself, he's, you know, watching everybody out, making sure nobody gets hurt, or reading a book. Like, even when they first started the I'm out joke, he would just kind of look around like, I don't want to be a part of this. Until, like, 2 years later when they were still doing it, and then he finally did it. Like, I feel like in that sense, like, he doesn't know how to turn off GOT7's Jin Young and just being Park Jin Young.
I do see that. I get that. That hits. That phrase hits hard. He doesn't know how to turn off GOT7 Jin Young and just be Park Jin Young.
Right, because you can see when the guys are being GOT7 and when they're just being, you know, Mark Jackson Bemmett. You can see when they're just being themselves.
You know, you can tell when Bam Bam's being Bam Bam or Kum Pim Wong, however the fuck you say his first name.
Wait, Bam Bam?
Yeah. Listen, Thai ain't my thing.
Thai is hard.
Listen, the only Thai person's name I can say is NCT's 10, and it's his last name. Shit the porn. Props to anyone who speaks Thai, honestly.
Dude, straight up props.
Y'all.
I've looked at it, I've tried, I said chuck it and walked away.
Same, same.
Like, you know, one time I had a Thai Uber driver, and I showed him Bam Bam's name, and I asked him how to pronounce it, and he said, honestly, I have no idea. And I was like, what?
Love that. The one person I could have possibly asked.
Okay, like, I feel like if we go up to Bam Bam and be like, dude, how do you say your name? You just kind of feel bad.
Right.
I mean, but to that extent, you know GOT7 is going to fuck up his name.
Oh my god, could you imagine, like, in, like, just, like, one of them in the chat, they go to, like, call Bam Bam by his real name, and they just misspell it in every way possible.
I'm sorry, that person's not here right now, try again later.
Because I do that, I do that shit. I'll misspell your name until you answer me. Or they're like, the Bam Bam!
Bam Bam, why? Come here!
my instant go to is just yell the word bitch if I don't get your name.
I mean, yeah.
And like, it's not good, but I do it. I'm like, bitch.
For the first couple of years of my life, I thought my name was Hey You. Like, I would never call my name. You hear, Hey You? What? So now anyone goes Hey You, I turn and I look.
Love that. God, you're gonna suffer in Korea. Someone's gonna be like, nah, and you're just gonna whip it. I'm gonna be like, that's not you.
Great. We'll talk about that part in a little bit.
Are we gonna tell them about this? Oh, true.
I'm saying that like we don't have friends now.
I only have 2 school years left, so.
Yeah. I don't know that. People were asking me that. I'm like, two, three years, something like that.
Yeah, it's not far.
But, back to the album. I think we can actually cut it there. Because we said pretty much everything about the album.
This is a 26-minute podcast.
The point of the podcast was Got 7.
True, true.
But we just kind of jumped everywhere. So, you guys gotta go listen to the album.
Yeah. Go listen to the album. Do it. Honestly, like, and if you want to, send me Young Jay and Bam Bam pictures on Twitter.
Please. Yeah, wait, hold on, before, because I realized I forgot. We need to talk about Yoo Byung and his solo interview real quick, because Dean Chavi is shut down.
Oh my, I tried to erase it from my brain. I tried. I was so offended. I was so triggered. I was like, boy, if you don't get up, I'm gonna... Oof. I can't.
Like, I had to get that out.
Because
that was the first thing I told
him,
you know, like, Dean Child. You know, Dean Child. That's just exactly what he is. He's a Dean Child. He's a brat. He's a brat. So should we tell them about our future news now?
Sure. Most likely to Korea.
What do you mean most likely it's Korea? We just don't know where yet.
Yeah, we've decided we're just gonna take the Korean map and throw a dart.
Yeah, as long as it lands on Jeju, we're good. Or any technicality is cool. Anywhere else around there is fine. We're aiming for Busan area.
Yeah, just anything in Gyeongsang though, honestly.
So it's the quote-unquote American dream to have your own home and with kids. I'm like, nah. Have a place to call home, have kids eventually. Yeah, that's fine. But,
I mean, you could totally fill out that dream in Korea. Everything's so much more affordable.
That's the main thing. It's so much more affordable. It's like, when I told somebody else that I was going to Korea, they were like, oh, you really like those Korean guys. So I'm like, yeah, all of them are Korean. I'm moving because it's a better move for me. My family said it was a better move for me.
Hell yeah, Korea all the way, bro. Daehaminguk.
And it's just like, you know, it's just better. Everything's affordable.
Yeah.
There's still something better than no matter where you go, it's not going to be affordable. It's going to be a little more affordable.
Like cars, those are hella expensive.
Yeah, but we've already kind of established nobody in Korea really drives unless they have to.
Yeah.
I would say even like we wouldn't have to drive, we could just get on the train to go somewhere.
I mean, I would like to drive, but I don't. If I was gonna do it, I'm doing it here.
Yeah, I would like to drive too, but my anxiety does not let me drive, so we're not gonna let me behind a wheel.
Yeah,
not
no. And if you really want, I'll get a license into Korea, and then I'll just, you know, drive
you
around.
Use a road trip.
Yeah.
But even like another thing is once we're there, you know, we're not gonna have to pay property taxes. We just have to pay rent.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, rent and utilities, I would assume. I would assume the utilities are not included in the rent.
Oh, fucking hell.
So. But even then, between the two of us, and we're not really probably ever going to be in the apartment unless it's our day off or whatever, even then. We'll still find shit to do.
Some of us, you know, get busy when we're not, you know.
Look, I should find something to do.
Or someone.
That's what I'm saying. I can be called outside or something. We can go clubbing and then see what happens.
I mean, we do have to establish a rule, though. If you're not coming home, we have to let each other know.
Oh, God, damn straight.
Because I know if I lose you in Korea, I'm going to flip my shit.
If you lose me in Korea, you're going to check two places first. The hospital or the police station?
Yeah, probably. And then after that, I'll go to, like, the local bar or something.
Mm-hmm. Probably watching people dance, I guess.
Oh my God.
What? It was like fun. Well, we have to watch out for it, because eventually my dance teacher's going to want to come visit, because he thinks, like, Korean dancing's so much more advanced than American dancing, which it's not even so much that it's advanced, it's insane. So to him, it's advanced.
Yeah, we just... Oh God, they'll probably if he looks compelled enough, they'll probably drag him in.
Probably, he'll end up spinning on his head.
Oh,
his go-to trick.
God,
he's as much as he teaches like regular, like he teaches ballet, hip hop, acro. He does have a background as a b-boy, so.
See, he has to be careful because people crowd around that kind of stuff. Okay, yeah, well, random strangers don't know that.
I know. That's why I'm saying we're going to have to watch him. So if he does start, you know, busting a move while we're there, we're going to tell people, back up, back up.
Or stop him, either one.
You can't stop him. Trust me, I tried.
Fuck.
Like, you think we're stubborn, he is worse, because he's in his 50s.
Oh, jeez. True. I mean, we upped it to 30 minutes. 34, so there's that.
Wait, well, the album itself is roughly, like, 45 minutes. Because it's, like I said, it's 15 tracks, three of them repeat them, four of them repeat themselves.
Yeah.
Like, literally, actually, technically, hold on. You have Lullaby, the Korean version, you have Lullaby, the Chinese version, you have the Spanish version, the English version, and the instrumental.
Fucking hell. Milk and lullaby to hell.
I mean, it's milkable.
It is.
That sounds horrible, though. Okay, so, on that note, good night, K-casters.
Good night, K-Caster. Sleep well. Hope you can sleep after this crack.
We've done worse crack.
We have. The YouTubers episode.
The YouTubers episode.
Oh, we have to mention our YouTuber of the week.
We do. So should we do the one that we got cut off from last time?
What?
The last one that we did that never got published because of the audio problem.
I don't remember who it was.
Mr. Jeff's Life.
Hell yeah! Love her.
We do love Jess Life. She is probably one of the funniest YouTubers I've ever seen.
Oh, and you know,
she still does reactions occasionally. She doesn't do them as much. Try to take a step back from them. But she does skits. She does video games, vlogs, story time. Like, she does a little bit of everything, and she's amazing. She's also an amazing photographer.
She is. She's a very talented woman.
Yes.
Highly respectable. I respect her.
I have immense respect for her.
She's amazing. Super funny. She's also really pretty. Like, can I mention that? Like,
she is so fucking gorgeous.
She beautiful.
I love her smile.
I have to agree. Her hair is always on fleek too.
Always. Oh my god. I watched a couple videos of her, like, doing her hair, and I was like, girl. Because you can tell how hard it is for her to do her hair.
I don't, like, I feel her. I know what it's like. Knots are horrible. My hair just gets tangled all the time.
Yeah. So, yeah, we will put Jess's Twitter handle in the tweet when we put this podcast out.
What up, and, though?
I love it. We don't know when our next recording schedule will be. We don't even know what the hell our next topic will be. Put us topics in the description for once.
Yeah.
Give us feedback. You know, we always get new followers or people liking our tweets. Actually, fucking give us an idea.
Yeah, okay. Guys, this next podcast is going to be a fan-suggested podcast topic. So I want all of you, our friends from Amino, people on Twitter, our Insta, just anything, bro. I want you to, our YouTube, whatever. Comment, tweet us, whatever. Tell us what you want to hear from us. Give us some suggestions. I might put up a question on the Amino then. That's what I'll do. So Amino friends, go look up for that question and I'll...
A majority of our Twitter followers are our Amino friends, so it works.
Yeah.
Okay guys, we will... Talk to you next time.
Yeah. Love you.
Good night, guys.
Good night.